Hi, and welcome to a new episode of You Podcast. My name is Austin Burney, and I'm joined with
Ahmed.
And this episode, we're talking about the season finale and kind of do a whole season review of The Flash season 2, which is I don't know. Does it show on Belgian TV, Ahmed, or is it...
I have no idea. I would not follow Belgian TV.
Yeah, who watches terrestrial TV anymore, right? It's crazy. Everybody's just streaming and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, we're watching it on Hulu. But yeah, exactly. I know for a fact that it shows on UK TV. And I think it's going to be next week, the finale. So, probably well-timed for everybody. I know you're always like...
Pause after the finale last scene as well.
Yeah, I think let's keep it spoiler free to a certain moment. Let's not dive into it straight away. But I just wanted to kind of see where do you stand with The Flash? Because I know you're more of a DC guy than I am. Yeah. I would say, right? Where I tend to sway more Marvel. How do you stand on the TV show?
Actually, when it first came out, so I'm talking now about the first season, it was really like, I think it was the first time the studio actually does something that great and that fantastic, that from the pilot you get immediately hooked on, not like Arrow or anything like this that takes you a bit of time to get into. And like Barry in the first season started showing a lot of learning, a lot of maturity. His character development was like completely crazy, and then he just messed it up by being the Flash at the end of the first season. You know what I mean? Like that's essentially it, huh?
Yeah.
And then it led us to season 2, where his character kept tremendously being put down, kept going through emotional trauma.
It seemed like an overall much darker season than the first.
It is. It's a far, far dark season because the way I see it, I think the studio has a vision for this whole thing. Like it just won't be just as simple as just The Flash or Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow. Like they're clearly on a path and they're trying to fulfill that.
Yeah, I think they're doing what Marvel is doing is in movies, is DC is doing in television.
Exactly. Like it's just so obvious. Like after a certain time, like you spend time with this stuff, and you're like, okay, I see that you guys have a bigger plan, but and I think they're just putting Barry Allen now on a very, very emotional learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why his character is completely getting beat up. He's going emotional torment. He learned humility when he lost his powers. He had a few episodes where he's just like completely thrown off his game, trying to fool everyone with holograms, keep up his ego's blast, and then
Hello? Amen? Yo.
So you can see what I mean.
No. I could totally. You cut off completely. I lost.
For
like the last 30 seconds or something.
I can't repeat that. Where was I last?
I don't know, dude.
Your last?
You were talking about he got emotionally knocked down. Barry.
Yeah, so my point was is that I think the studio is just making see, I'm gonna say Gary now. Why did you say the studio is just putting Barry hardcore into school, and they're just teaching him everything. And I think all these things that's actually going to make him the Flash, this is what we're going to suffer with in the beginning. So that's why he's just repeating the same mistakes over and over and frustrating the crap out of us behind the screen. Or you don't see it like this. Like, how does the show sit with you?
I mean, the thing is, I'm not a fan of these shows. Like, in general, like, I watched The Arrow, I didn't like it. DC, Gotham, Villains, whatever they're called, didn't like it. Legends of Tomorrow, watched it, didn't like it. So, Flash, for me, is almost an anomaly that I love this show. Like, it's crazy. Like, and I think maybe it was because they learned their lessons with Arrow. And that was a very dark show that they wanted to have something very, very different, light and bright.
Yeah.
And it really appealed to me. And the character of the Flash is not one that I know really well. I've kind of liked his powers. I get it. I like the suit and all. And I mean, you and me, we both grew up on the 90s version where John Wesley's exactly. ship was the Flash, yeah. and even the movie that he did and stuff like that. So,
and the 90s cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I like the character, but the show is just so much better than how much I even like the Flash. And it's just because all of these cast members, all of these characters that they're playing, they have such long stories now, and you kind of attach to most of them. I don't want anybody necessarily to die. I don't hate anybody. There are moments where in season one at least I didn't like Iris's character, but I think they've done a much better job in the second season.
I actually think they're meant for people to have mixed feeling about Iris, because I don't know one person who follows the show that actually likes Iris.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one just because the way the character is, and they're kind of building towards this arc between them. I think obviously the relationship itself is kind of icky, right? Like they're like yeah. growing up in the same house. So I think that was kind of the first thing that people were a bit, you know, they didn't get it. And I think the will they, won't they thing took a while longer than people were hoping for. But I bought into her relationship with Eddie in the last season, right? And I understood that the first part of this season, she had to like take her time to come to terms with the loss. So I get it. But still, there are moments that but everybody else I really like in the cast. And I think it's funny because it's one of those shows that goes on quite long. Like, you know, we're used to like 10 episodes, 13 episodes for a good show to have its impact, like what Netflix does or HBO does. But this is like a 24 episode season.
It's hardcore, typical.
So obviously it can be like shooting on all cylinders for every episode. So for me, all of these things were quite tough because it's just not the format I'm used to anymore. Yes. And that the show can break through all of my preconceived notions and still make me watch it every week. Like, it's the if it appears on my feed, it's the first thing I'll watch, you know. I love it that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just that brightness and the fun that they have, especially like Barry. I think he's an awesome Flash. Grant Gustin. And I think, yeah, you're right, this season was a lot darker, and it almost felt that only Cisco was allowed to really be a funny guy anymore, where in the last season there was a lot of everybody was deep.
There was lots of humor involved in it.
Yeah, and this season is all, everybody was dark, you know, because also Harrison Wells was Earth 2 Harrison Wells, so he wasn't even fun like the first one was, you know. But the main problem I still did have is that as soon as this Zoom reveal happened, no, let's not say the Zoom reveal happened, but the character of the actor that plays Zoom, I just never liked him. So that for me, that was a tough thing. The whole arc of Zoom, I think Zoom was awesome at the start, because he was really, really scary. But the more it kind of the reveal happened and the backstory, I just felt he wasn't such an interesting villain, and a lot of his powers were pretty much the same powers that they have against the villain in the first time. So yeah, I love the season, I love the show, but I feel there's some issues that happened this season that I hope that they can rectify in the next one.
Okay, I see your point. I mean, I'm with you more or less, because I was really excited with creating a new villain for him, and it was Zoom. I was really impressed, but it's just because they milked it for so long and so hard that when he revealed his plan, I was completely let down.
Yeah,
I was completely let down. I was like, you didn't need Barry. You just wasted everyone's fucking time. Like, you just could have made copies of yourselves, killed them, took their powers, and then poof, you know. So yeah, for me, so they really fucked up big time in the storyline with this. Like, if I can't put my finger on this, this is bullshit, you know.
Yeah, and it's also that thing about, you know, I want to destroy the world, all every.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible.
There just seems no motivation behind it. It doesn't kind of make sense. Like, why would you want to do that? You've never even been on those planets, but you want to just destroy. I don't know. Like, apparently, he was like a psycho and then a serial killer. So a lot of those issues. I had, yeah, I didn't like necessarily like him. I like the look of him. I like the look and the voice of Zoom, and especially when he's just seems so powerful at the start, you know, and he's always one step ahead of an entire team of Flash. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. But when the reveal happened, like when the first season reveal happened, you could get it because it was Harrison Wells, and he was kind of playing. You know, he was playing with these young guys, and you know, like they didn't know each other. They weren't that, so he could really manipulate the situation as he wanted. Yeah. But that you know, Jay Garrick is manipulating all of the team. I just never. It just seems a bit too much to me. I don't know.
Sometimes I was just let down with the whole villain at the end. Like it just didn't click for me. Yeah. But while I was watching the last episode, I just had one very, very, very strong feeling, and it's they're never going to let go of Tom Cavanaugh in the show.
Yeah, but
they have such an amazing acting on screen set between Barry and Dr. Wells. They're going to depend on each other for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, he's an essential part of the show. I don't think there's any way that they can not have him around.
And they really did an amazing job casting Kavanaugh in that film, in that role. Like, it was really well done.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's played three different characters now, pretty much.
Amazingly, everyone.
And they're all are different. They all have their nuances. They all have their little tics. And he does it really well, you know. And he's been a very strong player this season, from the start, actually. Let's talk about a bit of the main arcs in the show then. Let's start this way. What did you think of the new additions in this season, the new characters that kind of popped up?
Wally West is a new addition for us, no?
Yeah, Wally was new. Then we had obviously the Earth 2 versions of everybody. We had Jessie Wells, the daughter of Harrison Wells.
From Earth 1.
Yeah. We had Patty, the initial love interest for Barry, who I really, really liked.
I know. I got so upset when that didn't work out.
Yeah. I thought she was... I really liked her a lot. And I hope she comes back, but I don't know. They seem to be closing that arc on that romance, at least. Those were kind of the new characters, I guess. And then also the crossover episodes. Did you watch them all, or did you...
There weren't that many. There was just one, but that was in the Supergirl episode.
Yeah, wasn't there an Arrow one too?
I think a couple, two or three actually. Yeah, but that's the last season, not this season.
And then there was also the tie-in with Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't see that actually. Yeah,
okay.
That I didn't see.
Yeah,
but the one with Superman and the Flash. That was an amazing chemistry between these two. I think I saw that episode
Supergirl, three
times. Yeah,
I still haven't seen that one. I missed it because really?
I watched it three times. It's that funny.
I've heard.
Great.
The thing is, the crossover happened pretty much on Supergirl. It didn't happen on Flash, right?
That's what I
said. That's why I missed it, because I'm not like religiously following Supergirl. I need to catch up, but I just haven't had a time yet.
But Supergirl, they're also doing a really good job with it, and now it's switching to the CW, so we will have a lot of noise about her.
Yeah. What did you think about Wally West and the new versions of everybody in Earth 2?
Oh, I really like the addition, because they keep expanding, and we are coming really close to having like an actual Flash storyline with different universe, different universes, different characters. You have a lot of crosses, and the only thing that I'm fearing is just I'm really worried about Cisco next season.
Yeah, can I
say what I mean? Like, I see him taking a really bad, bad turn. I don't know why.
Like, this season, he annoyed me quite a few times, Cisco.
Yeah.
Like, because everything was... I mean, I'm glad that he was the funny one in the crew, but I felt that because everybody was so dark and depressed, he just felt like a joker sometimes, you know, that it didn't gel well. So I hope they can kind of do something. I mean... I think we want to talk about that a bit later on, the possibilities. But yeah, I think it can go any way. I did like his Earth 2 version.
That was very gritty and dark.
Yeah, yeah. And also loved Killer Frost. Danielle Panabaker.
She's also going to a very bad place soon.
Yeah, yeah. But I like her. I like her, although she seems like quiet and all that and shy or whatever. I like her as an actress. I even saw some sci-fi movie she was in with time travel, which was quite fun.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I would recommend that movie if people like low budget sci-fi's.
Mm.
It's really fun. It's called Time Lapse. Yeah, it's fun. I think even you would like it, Ahmed. But it's like really low budget.
Who stood out with you actually from all the new stuff that we're talking about?
Yeah, I liked all of the crossover episodes, especially when they like totally visited Earth 2. I really liked that setup. I liked the way Iris was more of, she was kind of a commander or whatever, and Barry Allen didn't have any superpowers. I didn't like Joe West as a jazz singer that much. That I felt a bit...
It didn't sit well with you?
Yeah, I don't know. It just felt a bit odd. I don't know about Wally, though. I like the actor they've cast, but I didn't feel that they introduced him, but they didn't get much to do with him. I know he's gonna become a speedster later on,
but that's just because of his name. It's the only giveaway. But like for me, ever since they added him till now, he has no value at all to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like.
And I had a moment where, you know, he was working on these gadgets or machines or motors or something like that. And I thought that would help Barry get his powers back.
But then it completely died and they took it away. And then Beth was always having the upper hand and helping him out. I didn't get that. I was like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, and then his arc about wanting to help out Barry, and then he had to thank the Flash face to face. And it was all these odd moments. And then there was the... potential love story with Jesse, and then that never happened really. So I don't know what they were trying to do with that character except introduce him. But that was a bit of a lost opportunity, I felt.
It was.
I really like Patty, I told you earlier. It's a shame they only kept her for 10 episodes. I like them together. Like I said, Iris and Barry are supposed to be together. But any episodes that you really liked? Like, my favorite was probably the Kevin Smith.
I was just going to say the dinosaur, right?
The dinosaur? Was there a dinosaur?
It's titled something dinosaur or dinosaur.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was my ultimate favorite episode. I really liked that one. So good. And the other one was probably the... like I said, where they visited Earth 2. That one I really liked too. But it's funny, huh? Because it's such a long season, you almost forget that there were certain episodes that came out. And
it is a very, very long season that you have quite a few things. You have a few episodes where the whole humility thing, where he had no powers. You had a few episodes where they were in the other Earth, and that was just fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have. The crazy classical villains of Flash that show up and then they take them away and stuff like that. And yeah, it's they're throwing a lot. Like, I actually think it would be greater if they mean it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the Grodd episodes too. I thought those were pretty good. With the giant gorilla. Which other, any other that stood out for you?
No, it's towards the end, but all the attention was being focused on there. And again, like you're talking about, like 22 episodes. That's like how many months ago? Like,
I did like when I like the Patty Barry arc. So I like when they kind of got together and they eventually broke up. I thought all of those were quite good. I also liked all the ones where he learns a new skill. Barry learns a new skill, like time travel, or you know, the time wraith, which were pretty much stolen from Harry Potter, it seems. Those episodes I really like too. But the thing is with the Flash, I always wonder, like, why doesn't he like learn kung fu or something? Like, he's really fast, but he's still not a fighter. You know, we're like,
I don't think with such speed that you would require to know martial arts, because like he bends like time and physics and stuff like that.
I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like he can not throw a punch really fast. I'm really fast, but I don't know how to throw a kick. You know, like learn a spin kick. You know, do some stretch.
He's not Jean-Claude.
Yeah, but he's quick, so he can learn quickly. Yeah, it'll take him like three, four hours. So. Yeah, that's the one thing that annoys me about the Flash.
No, he's actually more of a scientist and all about his experiments and finding new stuff than the fighting and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't think we would have known that about this season, at least, that he's a scientist or a forensic guy. I don't think they even used it once. Did he even go to the office the whole season?
The only time that he was actually talking anything sciencey is when he was helping Wally West, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, with the Patty, because Patty was there. That's when he went to the office. Maybe he stopped when she left, which.
He got depressed.
Okay, so. Yeah, what other arcs were there in the storyline? How did you feel about the whole Flash versus Zoom thing?
I really, really liked him, and I don't think he will have any other villain that will give him that much of a headache as much as Doom. But it just like the conclusion to it and how they finished it, it was a really, really bad letdown.
Yeah, let's start getting into it. Let's go into spoilers now. I think we've talked kind of around it a little bit, so let's start spoiling things. What do you mean, like the end arc of Zoom?
He really gave him a hardcore headache throughout the whole season, and there was actually quite a few episodes that you're thinking, okay, there is actually no way out with this guy. So what is Barry gonna do? And then towards the end, you just realize that it's all like a big waste of time, and he could have done that without. Barry knowing, or even Barry resisting, and his plan would have went so much more smooth.
But I don't know. I don't think he was even. Yeah, I get what you mean. Like he was a good villain, like only with the mask on, though, man. He was not a good villain without the mask. And his whole like storyline with Caitlin was annoying. Like there was never like I don't even know why he was suddenly in love with her or something like that. Like it made no fucking sense, man. I think they can do a much better job with the villain next month. Next season.
I have no idea how they're going to come up with new villains for the next season, because I think the next season there is now going to be no villains.
Yeah, so the end of the episode, Barry travels back in time and saves his mother from the Reverse Flash. So it Eobard Thawne, I think that's the name, right? Yeah. Everything has changed now, right? I mean, everything has changed. Maybe he won't have superpowers. He's definitely not going to be raised by Joe. He's not going to be in the same house as Iris. He's maybe never going to meet Cisco. And then, it depends, man. Time travel, I don't... like.
But for me, this like the only reason they went for that again is because they're going for a Flashpoint paradox for season 3.
I've heard of that term, but I don't actually know what Flashpoint.
That's essentially it was a comic, and then about a year or two ago, DC Animation released a movie about it. You should check it out. It's actually not bad. Where essentially just buries the Flash, and then one day he just wakes up and he's just in his job no powers, no idea what's going on.
I saw the animated
and then part. And then Batman is not Batman, it's not Bruce Wayne, but it's actually Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
So actually him being so selfish and helping his mom made a horrible paradox that the whole Justice League never came together and half of them were like as falling as it is, and it just everything was just a big mess until towards the end, only when he realized that he started jolting his memories and he started to find a way to get his powers back to revert this whole thing. So the whole season 3, in my opinion, is going to be nothing but that.
Yeah.
Like, I really wouldn't be surprised if the very first opening scene is just him at the police station wanting to go somewhere, and one of two things. It's either that he will try to run and he won't be as fast and he will be wandering, or he will just have a normal life and he will have no knowledge at all that he is the Flash until midway through the season or quarter way through the season.
Mm,
yeah. Because this is hardcore what they're going for. It's one of the biggest Flash things there is.
Because obviously he made himself disappear. Like,
exactly. He didn't exist.
One version, he disappears. But then he still has to travel back, though, right? He's not stuck in the...
Well, no, because they make mistakes as well. So
That's the thing. Time travel is a tough thing, man. You know, yes. Like, now he has to travel back. But the time he comes back to is the time that he's always lived with his mom. And technically, he wouldn't have powers.
He wouldn't have powers because he wouldn't be alone, an orphan pushed into science to go through the accident.
Unless if both the timelines collapse because of that event. So we start one timeline, and that timeline is he's still a kid and his mom never died.
But that's so actually a possibility. That would be like the Flash would be stuck in an alternate reality. So whether he has memories or not, that's a different thing.
So that's the thing, you know, if he stays in the past, or, you know, that's another option, like Eobard Thawne did, he stood in the past, or he goes back to the future, but that future has two options, right? One, he comes to a time where, that doesn't make sense though, right?
Because if
he would come back, there would still already be a Flash, a Barry without any powers. Or unless there's only one timeline, and that's Barry never has superpowers.
Pretty much.
So technically, Barry again won't have superpowers probably. Next.
No.
So this is going to be annoying, man, because we had a few twice already, right?
I know. But
and as a superhero, that is like my least favorite storyline. The hero losing its power, you know, because he's gonna get it back anyway.
But I think it's gonna be very interesting how he gets it back, because I think that the Speed Force is gonna be pissed at him. He just spent the whole fucking episode with the Speed Force telling him exactly what to do and what not to do, and he went ahead and he did exactly all the opposite of that. So he is gonna be the Speed Force is gonna be pissed, and we'll see how it will be treating him and how it will go. But like,
maybe the Speed Force will be the villain next season.
That would be absolutely crazy, and I would watch it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Like, for me, the writers really put themselves in the worst corner ever.
Plus, because we're also going to see, again, different versions of every character, you know?
Exactly.
So Joe won't be the same Joe, but we've seen that in Earth 2 already, kind of, you know? So I wonder, I mean, it's an intriguing finale for sure. There's so many options and possibilities about what might happen.
You say intriguing, for me it's just stupidity, because he did the same fucking mistake he did at the end of season 1. It's like, dude, like a whole year passed and clearly he didn't fucking learn.
Why did he do the same mistake of season 1?
Well, how do you think he ended up in that room that he vanished and faded from? That was the end of season 1. He was trying to save his mom, but he decided not to.
Yeah.
So, again, he's doing the same thing again by trying to save his mother.
Yeah.
So, it's just a retarded thing from him. Like, two years in a row, you're doing the same mistake? Come on, man.
Well, I guess that's what the character is, right? Like, that's like saying to Bruce Wayne, dude, why don't you just, like, let it go that your parents are, you know? Like, isn't that what the Flash does? Like, constantly is to go back, go front, go back. Yeah. In time, that is not like ultimately what he keeps doing. But also the other thing is, like, if they reversed all the timelines, does that mean there's no Arrow?
But yeah, that's another thing, because you have to. It's a good point you raised that, because think about it that way. Arrow doesn't exist in Earth 2, and as soon as that was the case, that raised a very big flag. And later on, that was explained, because in the crossover, Barry helped Arrow tremendously with the metahumans that he would not be able to defeat, and he helped them also a lot with their technology and weaponry and stuff like this. It's Cisco that's also responsible for the Black Canary's pitchy voice and stuff like that. So Team Arrow is definitely in jeopardy.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Will they address that in Arrow?
Probably they won't.
So again, it seems very, very weird what they're... I mean, I'm sure they have a plan.
Yeah. I think the original plan is that they would focus on the fall of the Justice League, but since that's not part of it, and the only Justice League we came across in is just Arrow, then I think it's just going to be a boat more about him and his mom.
Who's mom? Oh, yeah, Barry.
You know what I mean? And for me, that's a little bit on the tedious side.
See, that's the other thing with the Flashpoint. It was interesting because it had an effect on all these other superheroes. But since they're not here, how far are they going to kind of take that to the other shows? Because it seems that although Arrow started the franchise, I feel Flash has taken over. Maybe that's just a personal thing.
No, I completely agree with that.
I think I didn't look into how popularity wise which season is doing better, which show is doing better. But I did read somewhere that Arrow, the last season, they had to apologize for it, that they did such a bad job or something. So clearly people are not happy with the Arrow show anymore. What else? Even though it's intriguing and it like worries me where the show might go, I'm still totally on board with the show.
I'm bitching my ass off. What comes next September, I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. That's like hands down. Like, of course, because it's just it's fantastic. I mean, like not every time. Like the last time I got a superhero buzz like this from a show, I don't even remember, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
They're doing a really, really good job.
Yeah. Yeah, they have all pretty much all strong characters, I think. Yeah. The thing is, I'm trying to compare it with Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, and I just didn't feel that vibe. Like, Supergirl is probably the closest that I can get in liking another superhero show that way. Because I did feel... It was lighter, it was happy, but it just had that big constraints of being sometimes about Superman, but not seeing Superman. And I'm sure they figured it out after a while, but I haven't been keeping up. They're all on my Skybox, but I just need to catch up, I think. See, that's the thing with Hulu and Netflix.
See, you know? I was just going to say, next season you're going to be watching it on Hulu.
Yeah, exactly. Make my life simple, man. I just want to watch it with the Apple remote. I don't want to press numbers.
No.
Yeah. It's still one of the best superhero shows out there at the moment. And a few moments in the seasons are always so good that you kind of keep thinking about it. I mean, it's not like a Game of Thrones level or Breaking Bad level, you know. You can't even put it on, you know, on that shelf. But it's really, really good. It's really enjoyable. It's not. It's like Good Wife, good. You know, like Good Wife has the same issues. Like it used to have the same issues, that because it was such long seasons and the kind of channel it was on in the States, that it has, like, you know, a kind of a way it looks, a way it feels, the kind of topic. It's very long, so it's kind of procedural. It has the same issues therein, but I think both of those shows are probably the best that you can have in those kind of formats.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about The Flash?
Yes. Please, if by any off chance any of the freaking writers are watching this, do not let Barry, for God's sake, repeat the same mistake in this third season and go and try to save his mom, because then I will fucking stop watching.
He's already done it, man. It's already late. It's already late. You're going to have to stop watching, because that's happening, for sure.
That's happening. Okay, that's it.
Unless it's like a... like a final destination kind of thing, where now like time wraiths are gonna chase his mom, and he just has to constantly save his mom from dying. I don't know,
but he doesn't have superpowers. Or maybe he's a stoner, dude, and just every time he gets some weed or something, first thing, gotta go save mom. Can't explain it. Like, really can't explain why.
He's way too clean cut, man. Nobody's ever smoked weed in the Flash. It doesn't exist.
Well, when you save your mom twice at the risk of the earth, there's something off with you, man.
Why didn't I do this last time? What did you think of John Wesley Shipp putting on the Flash costume again?
Oh my god! But I have been actually thinking, I've been thinking, like, the second I saw Barry Allen's father die, I'm like, okay, for sure, that guy in the mask is his dad or his doppelganger. Then they take it off.
I knew, like, he was gonna come back, because I felt the way they killed him wasn't...
It was very abrupt and
like a throwaway thing. So I was like, yeah, he's probably going to come back. I didn't know he was going to come back that soon. And I definitely hadn't thought about the guy in the mask. I thought it was going to be Leonardo DiCaprio, honestly.
Oh my god.
That would be a reveal. He's like a 16th century French prince with an American accent.
Shit, that's funny. Not expect that, but okay.
His hat is stupid, though.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get the hat. Like, I don't think it looks good on anybody. Mm-hmm. So, but it was kind of cool to see him come back. I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. I think that's it, man. I think we can wrap it up. We're all looking forward to the next season. I think it's going to start whenever, like in September, October,
September.
Cool. So, yeah, Ahmed, man, where can people find more of you online?
At Ahmed Tweeting.
Great, and I'm Asim Berni. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow us on @upodcast. You can subscribe to us in iTunes, or you can drop us an email at upodcasting@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys.
Later.